90 and 92.3 FM in Norwich.
You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everybody. Nate Lull back with you tonight here on WCDO, live from Franklin. Been a while since we've been here. Tonight, a special MAC Boys Basketball Contest, as it's Unitego-Franklin hosting Walton-Downsville. Normally, if we're here, it's a Tri-Valley game, but, of course, the Franklin boys now merged with Unitego for boys basketball, and they're deciding to play one game over here for the Franklin players on the JV program, and we get the varsity game here tonight as well. So I want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Sales pregame show. Of course, Butler has the area's biggest selection of vehicles on two lots right in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Tonight I'm joined by Skylar Thompson. Thought this was very appropriate, Sky, because you have been the varsity coach on this floor for the last couple of years before, you know, stepping away this year. You're doing more things in your personal life and with your, you know, your professional life as well. So here we are. You're back on your home court at FCS. How does this make you feel tonight?
Great to be back, and it's great to actually see it against Walton, who, as you know, I coach football with as well, and I know Dave Gardapi was talking to him a little bit before the game, so I got a little insight there. But I have not seen these new Walton uniforms since they merged with Downsville, and it really kind of threw me off, but then I remembered that, and I kind of like them.
Yeah, it's, you know, we're seeing a lot of new uniforms with the schools that have been merging over the last couple of years, the Lawrence Milford, the Walton Downsvilles, and they've done a nice job of kind of combining the two schools' colors, which we have a little bit of orange in there for Walton, a little bit of purple for Downsville, kind of a gray as a neutral color. And so we're really starting to see some of these merged schools come together and have new uniforms, have new mascots, things of that nature. I know that Walton Downsville like to kind of call themselves the War Eagles. So it's a fun thing, and I'm excited. This is probably the most packed I have seen this gym in the last couple of years, maybe since, you know, Jordan Beers was playing here, the Campbell sisters. I mean, this place, not a ton of seating, but, I mean, outside the parking, you texted me, you beat me here tonight, and you said there's nowhere to park, and you weren't kidding. This place is packed all the way up to the walls.
Yeah, I got here a few minutes before the JV game. A couple of the guys that played there, you know, I coached last year, and I wanted to get over here. And, yeah, there was no spots, and that was a few minutes before the JV game started, so... No idea where you park. You said down the road in Walton. I don't know about that. But, yeah, no, great to see a crowd like this here in this gym. As you said, you know, the girls are the only team that they got for the winter season over here. But great that the boys were able to play over here.
We're going to take a quick break here on the Butler Auto Sales pregame show. Again, we're live in Franklin tonight, and we'll talk about this matchup a little more. And we've added two games to the schedule this upcoming Saturday, so I want to tell you about that as well. So stay tuned. High School Hoops tonight here on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Looking for a hardware and feed store with excellent customer service and a knowledgeable staff? Jan and the team provide all that at Canal Street Hardware, Route 12 in Oxford. Stocked with everything for winter, including hand warmers, two-cycle oil, batteries, heat tape, plumbing, stovepipe and gasket, fire brick, and keystone feed. They can even fill propane, make hydraulic hoses, make chainsaw chains, and storm windows. Canal Street Hardware is open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6, and Saturday and Sunday, 9 till 2. Located on Route 12, right in the heart of Oxford. Canal Street Hardware, your hometown hardware and feed store.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. It's the Butler Auto Sales kickoff, or pregame show, I should say, tonight. Not the kickoff show, but the Butler Auto Sales pregame show. We're live in Franklin. It is the Unitego Franklin boys taking on the Walton Downsville boys. And just to let you know, we've added two games on Saturday this week. We're doing the Lauren's annual Coaches versus Cancer event. So we will have games at 3:45 and 5:30 on Saturday over in Lawrence. We will have the Worcester girls first taking on Lawrence Milford, and then we will have the Milford boys taking on Worcester in the second game. All right, we're going to pause for the national anthem here at Franklin. We'll be back. High School Hoops tonight on WCDO.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. In other words, at Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No pricing by credit score, no restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin, or visit shandello.org. Member NCUA.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Come check out the local high school sports Wall of Fame at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge, featuring photos by Jason and Ricky McPherson. Jerry's Inn has that same iconic hometown atmosphere and a diverse, delicious menu. Jerry's Inn house specialties include street tacos, chicken gyro, Jerry's cheesesteak, as well as New York strip and surf and turf after 5 p.m. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, is open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner. Follow Jerry's Inn on Facebook for daily specials and events.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Live in Franklin tonight. Welcome back. Nate Lull, Skyler Thompson with you here. We're going to get the starting lineups in just a minute. But, Sky, will you tell us a little bit about what this game means in terms of the MAC standings for these two teams?
Yeah, so I'm expecting a great matchup tonight because both teams are pretty much identical in their records this year. Uniseagle Franklin overall 6-6 and 3-2 in the league. Walton Downsville 7-4 overall and 2-2 in the league. So league-wise, very important game. They're pretty much neck and neck, and even overall-wise, pretty much right there, side by side with each other.
Yeah, absolutely a huge game here tonight in terms of the MAC standings, that's for sure, as Unitico has kind of crawled out of the basement a little bit here over the last couple of weeks to get themselves back in the conversation in terms of the MAC. All right, for the starting lineup, first for Walton Downsville and head coach Dave Gardepi. They start with number 1, London Gardner, number 3, Tyler Reed, number 22, Anthony Soto, number 24, Seth Hunter, and number 33, Landon Stanton. On the other side here for Unitego Franklin and head coach Travis Woods, they'll start with number 10, Xander Johnson. They will also have number 32, Kelton Ryan, number 33, Braden Johnson, number 40, Chase Bertzel, and number 42, Reese James. Unitego Franklin is in the home whites. They are wearing their Spartans uniforms here with the green trim. The Spartans across the chest in green lettering. And as we said during our Butler Auto pregame show, Walton Downsville is in those gray uniforms with the orange and the purple trim says WD in lettering across the front of the uniform there. So Braden Johnson will jump it up here for Unitego Franklin against the very tall Landon Stanton, who is having himself a nice year here for the War Eagles. And we're underway. Walton Downsville will win the opening tip as they go right to left. And here we go.
Coach Gardepi was talking to me a little bit before the game. He's very encouraged by this group and what they have building here. A lot of young guys, only start one senior.
Walton Downsville, a shot in the corner to start things off, and that's Seth Hunter with a bucket from the right corner. It's an early 2-0 lead for Walton Downsville. Here is a shot early for Unitego Franklin. Chase Bertzel for three, and he's able to hit that. Answers right back, and it's 3-2, and now a steal by Unitego Franklin off the hands, though, of Bertzel, and out of bounds. We'll stay with Walton Downsville. The court a little smaller here, Scott, than I would say that then over at Unitego. We'll see if that plays into factors here tonight. Walton Downsville throwing it away. into the far corner. And maybe you would know better than me, having coached here, maybe it's not that the court is smaller, but you just seem very packed in here.
It feels smaller, and the whole environment feels a lot tighter, and you don't feel like you have the room that you do in a normal gym. The walls are pretty much right behind the sidelines. It's not a whole lot of room to maneuver.
Spartans with the ball. Here's Reese James, takes it to the 10, and it's a little too hard. He got the shot off, but it wouldn't go, and Reese James is coming in. He's been playing real well lately. We're a minute in. It's 3-2, and here's a three from the left side here for Tyler Reed, and he's a sniper from downtown. That makes it 5-3 for Walton Downsville. 6:45 to go here in the first quarter. Spartans with the ball. Here's Xander Johnson, averaging right around 17 a game here for Unitego Franklin. Chase Burtzel now back to Xander Johnson. A three from the right side is too strong, and then a rebound here by Landon Stanton.
Stanton is 6'9" for our listeners. Coach Gardepi was telling me this is only his second year playing basketball.
Well, it helps to have a guy out there like that, that's for sure. Here's Reed, another three from the right side. The sniper, Tyler Reed, a Downsville product, hits that one. Makes it 8-3 with 6:10 to go in the first quarter. What a start here for Walton Downsville. Unitego Franklin trying to answer. Here's Burtzel at the top of the arc, looking for options. Now goes back to Braden Johnson. Backs his way in, lost control of it, then gets it back. Johnson steps up, and his shot is too strong. Boy, and Johnson looks small out there, and he's got to be 6'4", I would say. And Braden next to Landon Stanton is short, it looks like. Here is Reed, a floater. A two-pointer is no good here from the left side of the floor on the baseline. And here's Xander Johnson in transition. He's able to kick one out to Reese James. Steps through, goes back out. Long two here for Braden Johnson. Straight away, won't go. Rebound now for Walton Downsville. 5.5 to go, first quarter. 8-3 is our score. Walton Downsville boys leading Unitego Franklin here at FCS tonight.
Yeah, like you said, Nate, there hasn't been too many games where I've seen Braden Johnson not be the biggest guy on the court, but Landon Stanton really is a big guy.
Here is Walton Downsville again. A runner here from Seth Hunter. He gets it to go. They're not in their home gym, but they're making it work. It's 10-3 here for Walton Downsville, leading Unitego Franklin with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. And now a steal by Walton Downsville in the backcourt. They're looking to run. A pass ahead for Reed, and he missed the right-handed layup. Just couldn't finish. Actually, no, that was a pass ahead to Gardner there, and he wasn't able to finish. Here is Unitego Franklin on the left side again as they go left to right. They're in the home whites tonight. Left side of the floor. It's tapped and stolen away here by Walton Downsville. Now ahead to Gardner, and this time he will finish. London Gardner scores, and Coach Woods has seen enough. Calls a timeout, and Walton Downsville has jumped out to a 12-3 lead over Unitego Franklin. 4:40 to go, first quarter. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 4:40 to go, first quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson tonight. We're live in Franklin. But the Unitego Franklin boys playing here at FCS tonight, out of the timeout, throwing it away again. And that's been the story so far, as Walton Downsville now leads 12-3 early in this first quarter. WD with the ball. Gardner at the top of the key, and he traveled. And it's going to go back to Unitego Franklin as they continue to try to settle in here. Maybe some nerves, the big crowd, I don't know. They're just uncharacteristically throwing the ball away here tonight, Sky. As here is Xander Johnson back out, Reese James, left side. And they'll work it back up to the top of the key, but again stolen by Walton Downsville. Ball pops free. Xander Johnson comes out of there with it for UF, and floater, no. Second chance opportunity. Braden Johnson, turn around, that's blocked. Landon Stanton was right there, and that's 6'9 for you. And here's Walton Downsville. They'll bring it back up the floor, leading 12-3 with 3:50 to go in the first quarter. WD with the ball, going right to left. They're in the gray with the orange and purple trim. They find Reed again for three. Got it. Oh, my goodness. Three threes for Tyler Reed.
And he was wide open on that one. And you got to know he's already made two. Where's the defense on that? Coach Woods can't be happy with that.
A three-point specialist. Here's Burtzel with an air ball from the right side. And another rebound for Walton Downsville. They lead 15-3 with 3:25 to go in this first quarter. And Walton Downsville has come to play here tonight. They go back to the to Gardner on the right side. He tries a three, died on the front of the rim. Stanton with a rebound. It's ripped out of there by Braden Johnson, and we'll have a late whistle here. And I believe it's going to be on Johnson, who stole that away from Landon Stanton. I think they're going to call it on Stanton.
Yep.
It's 33 versus 33 down low, so had to figure out which 33 it was on. Boy, what a presence to have on the inside, and amazing that it's only his second year playing. Here is Braden Johnson. Zips one back across left side. Reese James, a three in and out. And the rebound will be tapped out of bounds. Looks like it's going to stay with Unitego Franklin. Sky, what are you seeing so far from Unitego Franklin? Why are they struggling a little bit?
It looks like this ball pressure from Walton Downsville that Coach Garterby loves to play. And he loves to get trapped and try to make you throw the ball when you're not ready and get turnovers. That's what they're doing right now. And then it makes it even easier when you know behind you, I got a 6'9 guy protecting the rim.
Unitego Franklin with a shot from the left corner that is tipped away and out of bounds, so it'll stay with UF. 2:45 to go, first quarter. Again, Walton Downsville leading 15-3 over Unitego Franklin. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson tonight. Thanks for joining us as well on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is free and brought to you by SFCU. On the inbounds play, Xander Johnson with a shot from the foul line, rattles in and out. Shots not falling here so far tonight for UF. 2.5 to go, first quarter.
And back to what I was saying, when you're a defender, you know I got 6'9 behind me. That's going to alter the shot anyway, but I can take more chances that way.
Reed, a straightaway three off a screen. He hits it. Tyler Reed with 12. It's 18-3, and another timeout for Unitego Franklin. What a hot start. Four threes for Tyler Reed. 2:20 to go, first quarter. Again, Walton Downsville boys lead Unitego Franklin 18-3 on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street, Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. 2:20 to go, first quarter. 18-3, Walton Downsville boys have jumped ahead of Unitego Franklin here tonight at FCS, a special game being played here tonight at Franklin. Xander Johnson to the interior for Braden Johnson on the left low block, looking for some room. A turnaround shot here for Braden is good, and maybe that's the spark they need. Makes it 18-5 with a minute 55 to go in this first quarter. And the story so far has been Tyler Reed for Walton Downsville. He's a Downsville product, and he's hit four threes, got 12 points. WD throwing it away, but it was last touched, I believe, by Unitego Franklin. 1:50 to go here in this first quarter. And so Walton Downsville underneath the basket here will look to inbound the basketball going right to left. And here is Tyler Reed, left side, goes it back up top for Gardner. Gardner looking for some options. A little shimmy shake at the top to the right elbow. Tries to throw it inside for Stanton, and he gets bulldozed over down low and is fouled before he could get the shot off. He's a little slow to get up, but appears to be okay. So 1:38 to go here first quarter. Walton Downsville boys leading 18-5. Over Unitego Franklin.
I remember coaching Lana's brother Caleb over in Walton during football, and it's a tough family. To get any of them out of a game for any sport, it's going to take a lot.
Gardner has the ball, will inbound it here to Anthony Soto, to the interior now for Seth Hunter. Back up Reed, another three. Is it possible? Oh, just off the back of the rim, and a rebound for Braden Johnson on the right side. Looked good, though.
From our angle, like he got that one. It looked really good.
Burtzel to the left side. Maybe he's got that hot shooter's touch, and I expect a few more to go up. Here's Johnson from the left elbow. Braden Johnson with back-to-back buckets. Cuts the lead to 18-7. Walton Downsville on top of Unitego Franklin. So we come up on a minute to go in the first quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson tonight, also on WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU, also on 92.3, our new frequency in Norwich. Gardner dumps one off for Stanton. He goes up strong but can't finish. And Braden Johnson, another rebound. If they could finish the quarter here strong, that would certainly help. This won't. A steal by Walton Downsville. A pass ahead for Gardner, and he's in for the breakaway layup. And Gardner's got four. Timeout will be taken by Walton Downsville. With 41 seconds to go first quarter, it's WD leading U.S. 20-7 on CDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
40 seconds to go, first quarter. Stanton is out of the game now, the 6'9 center. Looked like maybe he hit his leg or his shin down low. And Unitego Franklin trying to take advantage. They miss a shot with Chase Burtzel. Rebound for WD. Yeah, he's over trying to stretch it out in the corner here late in this first quarter. 20 seconds left. Left side now for Walton Downsville. Here is Seth Hunter. Picks up his dribble in a tough spot. Has to dump one off to the interior now. Ball is loose. Scooped up. And the shot goes up and in for Everett West. Makes it 22-7. 7 seconds left. Here's Xander Johnson. Back down the floor. Xander, through the teeth of the defense, his floater is good. Big bucket there for Xander Johnson right as the first quarter comes to an end. But it's been all Walton Downsville. They lead 22-9 over Unitego Franklin here at FCS tonight. We'll be back on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. And we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Getting in a car accident is bad enough. Dealing with the hassles and insurance details can be overwhelming. That's why folks in the Tri-County area rely on Sydney Auto Body after an accident. Hi, Mike Lang here. Did you know Sydney Auto Body has repaired vehicles for over 55 years? We will provide expert workmanship and work closely with your insurance company to make it easier on you. Customer satisfaction is our number one priority. So if you have an accident or hit a deer, tell your insurance company that you choose Sydney Auto Body. I think you'll be happy you did. Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. Start of the second quarter here. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson. And Sky will be back with me on Saturday as we're going to do that doubleheader over at Lawrence Central School for the Coaches versus Cancer event. Always love going over there to support that event. So start of the second quarter, Walton Downsville boys leading 22-9 over Unitego Franklin. And now Landon Stanton is going to be leaving the bench. Looks like maybe going over with some of the training staff here to maybe get his leg looked at. So we'll hope that he's okay. He kind of fell awkwardly to me. It looked like maybe his shin or something like that.
I think it was a twisted ankle.
Okay.
When he landed. I believe that's what happened. And interestingly, they had him sitting in the bleachers.
He's over in the bleachers. I'm not sure if maybe that's where his family is. We'll have to try to keep an eye on that, or if they're going to maybe try to tape him up over there. We'll see. Early second quarter. Here's Chase Burtzel for three. Rolls off the back of the rim, and a rebound for Walton Downsville by Seth Hunter. He's able to dribble out of trouble. Again, Walton Downsville leading Unitego Franklin 22-9 early in the second quarter here tonight at Franklin Central School. It's great to be back here. We've caught so many good games over the years here at FCS, boys and girls. Haven't been here yet this year. In the corner, another three here for Walton Downsville. This from Anthony Soto. Raining threes here for the War Eagles, and it's 25-9. Here's Xander Johnson with a high shot off the glass. It missed out of bounds on the rebound. kicked off of a leg of Walton Downsville to stay with Unitego Franklin.
Now, you've seen a lot of good games here, as have I in the few years I've been over here. But I've never seen a kid go to the bleachers for a tape job.
No, this is new. I mean, I know there's not a lot of room on the benches. Normally, I would think they'd take him in the locker room or something like that. As here's Reese James being blocked by Everett West. We have a foul here on West. Minute into the second quarter. Again, Walton Downsville boys on top 25-9 here on the road against Unitego Franklin. And again, we talked about it early in the game, as this will be Reese James to the line. There's just not a lot of room here. The benches don't have that extra room. So maybe they just wanted to go up and use a piece of the bleacher bench there. Not sure.
Yeah, but you're, as you said, though, normally you see like a locker room maybe or something. I don't know.
Yeah, go up in the locker room or maybe go upstairs to the other gym.
You know what, maybe
the old gym here.
Maybe they think it would get the crowd going.
Could be. Signing autographs over there, I'm not sure. Second shot here for Reese James is good. So James goes 1 out of 2. So 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's 25-10. Walton Downsville boys on top of Unitego Franklin. Here's Gardner to the right side. A little dribble drive. Boy, he's shifty. Pulls it back out. And now goes to Reed at the top of the arc. And it's taken away, but then taken back here by Walton Downsville. Into the corner. Soto dials up another three and hits it. Anthony Soto dials long distance. And it's 28-10. They cannot miss from beyond the arc. They're going to want to play all their games here. Unitego Franklin with the ball. Chase Berthel to the high post for Braden Johnson. Johnson muscles his way inside and cannot get the shot to go. Did everything but finish.
And you've seen since Stan's come out of the game, they are looking to attack the rim a little bit more. And that's that presence I was talking about, that 6'9".
Here is Walton Downsville going right to left. Gardner will pull it out. Back up to Reed, top of the key. Closely guarded here by James. Reed wisely tries to take it to the rim and is fouled because he's got a defender right in his shorts here. Decides to go around him and buy some space and then picks up the foul. 6:10 to go here, second quarter. Walton Downsville boys leading 28-10 over Unitego Franklin. And WD will be doing the inbounding. They get it into Gardner in the left corner. Gardner with a one-handed floater in the paint. It won't go down. Rebound for the Spartans. They look to run, and down the floor it goes, off the hands of Reese James and out of bounds. And just nowhere to go. Good hustle back on defense there by the War Eagles. The shooting tonight, excellent by Walton Downsville.
Really has been. I mean, we've seen
six three-pointers so far, yeah. 4 for Tyler Reed and 2 for Anthony Soto. Now a steal by Unitego Franklin. Again, as they go left to right, they'll look to take it to the interior for Reese James. A big collision down by the basket. Ball flies out of bounds. And we'll go back to Unitego Franklin. No call there. With 5:45 to go in this second quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson here tonight. We're glad to bring tonight's game to you live from Franklin Central School. Good press break here by Walton Downsville, but they can't hit the easy layup from the interior. Here's Xander Johnson back down the floor, and he finally finds some room and scores. And Xander Johnson now with 4 points. Again, averages right around 17. They'll need all of that from him tonight and more.
I believe, according to NateLull.com, where you can see all the top scorers, it's 17.3 through 12 games.
Yes, I knew it was right around there. A three in the corner for Soto. He finally misses one. Ball out of bounds, but Walton Downsville will hold on to it. Again, with 5:15 to go in this second quarter.
I believe that's the last thing I had pulled. Yeah, look at this. 17.3, 12 games.
Well done. Yeah, Xander has been putting together a very nice season here for Unitego Franklin. Walton Downsville with the ball at the top of the arc. They go to Reed, far side. Little jumper here for Hunter is good. Seth Hunter, the kiss off the glass, makes it 30-12 with 4:55 to go in the second quarter. Hot shooting tonight here for Walton Downsville. Pass to the interior for Reese James. Now back out for three, too long. Soto with a rebound. And Walton Downsville's done a good job on the glass as well here with 4:40 to go here in the second. Left side here. Here's Reed. They left him open again, and this is good. His fifth three for Tyler Reed. 4.5 to go here in this second quarter. A timeout is taken by Unitego Franklin. They trail Walton Downsville 33-12, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, welcome back. 4.5 to go in the second quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson tonight. And the Walton Downsville boys lead 33-12 here over Unitico Franklin. We were not expecting this score. We'll have an update from Sky in a minute here on Landon Stanton, who is returning to the bench. Unitico Franklin trying to get it to the interior, and it's knocked away by Walton Downsville. Gardner at midcourt to the left side, finds Reed, closely guarded by Reese James. J.R. Allen will kick it back over up top for Gardner. Coach Gardepi not afraid to go to his bench. And a traveling violation here on Walton Downsville with 3:58 to go in the second quarter. What are you seeing over there from Stanton when he walked back to the bench?
So he looked to be walking better, looked fine. Well, if I say fine, I don't know. But he's back on the bench now, and, I don't know. It looks like ankle, though, is what it looks like.
Xander Johnson straightaway three. That's a big one. Splash for Xander Johnson. He's got seven. Makes it 33-15. If you're Unitico Franklin, if you can chip away a little bit here before halftime, would certainly help turn the tides and give you some confidence, perhaps. Here's Allen with a pull-up jumper. Hit the rim twice. No. Braden Johnson a rebound. We'll have a whistle, and it's going to go back to Unitico Franklin for an over-the-back here on Walton Downsville.
And you're right. If it's Unitico, you're not out of the game. We've still got 3.5 minutes till halftime. Chip away little by little. Go one possession at a time. Don't try to get it all back in one because you're not going to. But if you go little by little, possession by possession, get a bucket, get a stop, keep doing that. If you can get it back within 10 by halftime, you're right back in this.
Right in business. 3:25 to go in this second quarter. Again, we're live at Franklin Central School tonight. A MAC matchup here between the Unitico Franklin boys and Walton Downsville. This won't help as UF throws it away on a pass to the interior. Walton Downsville pulls it back out. They set up shop there in the gray with the orange and purple trim going right to left. They find Allen on the left side. Back up to Gardner. They'll cycle one into the interior and stolen away here by UF. Braden Johnson down the floor to the left side. Johnson, a good pass to the interior, and they finish. Good look there to Ryan. And Kelton Ryan's able to finish. Makes it 33-17. 2:45 to go, second quarter. Gardner will pull it out and look to set it up. Gardner to the right side. Nice shifty move. Dumps one off to the interior, and a foul is going to be here on Unitico Franklin, as going up for that shot was Colby Frainer,
who was a very good football player for the Walton team.
Was just named second team All-State for this year for the Walton football team. So congratulations to him. One of the highest Class D picks that we had locally. Frainer's first shot at the line is good.
Was that for offense or defense? Do you remember?
I have it on natelull.com. We'll have to look it up. I believe he was selected as second team defense. I can't remember now off the top of my head. Is Frainer's second shot is no good. If you go under the All-Stars tab on natelull.com, we just put it up there yesterday, all our local All-State football players, as that list just came out. And here's Frainer with a big rebound. Second year in a row that Frainer has been named to the All-State football team. 2:15 to go, second quarter.
It was defense, you're correct.
And I believe he was named as what, a D lineman?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Pass down low to Allen. Here's the floater. Oh, off the back of the rim for Walton Downsville. Rebound for Unitico Franklin. And with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter, a foul on Walton Downsville. They lead 34-17 here on the road over UF. And basically, yeah, they try to assign those by position. So if you play both ways, sometimes you have a chance of maybe getting it on offense, sometimes on defense.
And Coach Gardepi has gone to his bench, and he's got some very good athletes on his bench, but nice to see Stanton back in the game. We'll see how he's moving around right now.
Yeah, Landon Stanton is back in. Long three from the left side here for Burtzel. No, Braden Johnson a rebound, and he lost it out of bounds. It's going to go back to Walton Downsville. A frustrating first half here for Unitego Franklin as they trail 34-17. And so WD will look to get it in, and they go to Gardner in the backcourt. He'll bring it down the floor on the left side. Dribbles between the legs, gets to the foul line. Pull-up jumper is good for London Gardner. Makes it 36-17 with 1:35 to go in the second quarter. Burtzel working it into the left corner right in front of that Walton Downsville bench. Spartans with the ball, pull-up jumper, Braden Johnson in and out. And a rebound underneath is up and good there for Ryan. Able to hit that shot, makes it 36-19. 1:10 to go in this second quarter. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a couple of minutes. So we come up on a minute left here. Live from Franklin Central School tonight. We might be having a special guest at halftime. We'll have to see. Here's Landon Stanton. Boy, he looked good there. Good move on the right low block, a drop step, and he puts it off the glass and in for his first points of the night. Makes it 38-19. Coming up on 45 seconds to go in the second quarter. Ryan down low, flips it up and scores. Kelton Ryan with the bucket, and he's going to the line for a chance at the three-point play. Makes it 38-21 with 45 seconds to go here, second quarter. Somehow he got that shot to go up and in, and that's the second foul on Landon Stanton. And so he'll go back to the bench. That's tough. He gets everything wrapped up, comes back in, picks up that foul.
And after a nice move, right down the other end.
Three-point play opportunity rattles in and out for Unitego Franklin, and a rebound here for Walton Downsville. Into the safe hands of the point guard, London Gardner, who I've been impressed with tonight, just with his ball handling and the ability to distribute the basketball.
He is shifty, too.
He is. Got a little Matt Serro in him, I would say.
Don't bring that name up.
Matt, of course, a 1,000-point scorer here, played for Coach Schuyler just a couple of years ago. Now a soccer standout at SUNY Delhi. A three from Xander Johnson won't go. And a rebound here for Walton Downsville. 10 seconds left. They'll play for the last shot to Max Dutcher on the far side. They go to Reed. Could he hit another one? Oh, just in and out. 4 seconds left. Burtzel passes ahead. Will they get a shot off at the buzzer? No good. Our halftime score, the Walton Downsville boys leading 38-21 over Unitego Franklin. Real quick before we go to our Marabito Energy Products halftime report, Sky, your thoughts? We were both coming in thinking this was going to be a very tight game. They're very close in the standings, but what a first half for Walton Downsville.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is, if I'm Coach Woods right now, going back, putting my coaching cap back on, are they going to make that many threes again in a half? I mean, really, that was one of the best shooting performances in a half that I have seen this year and in a while as well. You have one guy, I think, Reed made four or five.
He made five.
Five, and then Soto made two, I believe.
Yes.
Seven threes and a half. That's 21 points right there, you know. We scored 21 ourselves. So you got to go in thinking we'll get some stops, go as a possession by possession back in it, and just go like that. You can't expect it all to come back right away.
Yeah, a fantastic first half for Walton Downsville shooting the basketball as they lead 38-21 over Unitego Franklin. We'll be back with our halftime show in just a few minutes on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Halftime here at Franklin with our score 38-21 for Walton Downsville. The boys are on top of Unitego Franklin They hit 7 threes in the first half, 5 alone from a Tyler Reed, who has 15 points. So congratulations to him. An excellent first half there for Walton Downsville. It's time for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report, of course sponsored by Marabito, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for over 90 years. You can call Marabito today at 607-563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT, and you'll need it right now because it is cold out there tonight. Special guest here at halftime is one of the superstars here from Franklin, whatever the sport might be, soccer, basketball, track and field, Shannon Kingsbury. So, Shannon, thanks for coming on.
Of course, Nate.
So, I thought I would bring you on because it's amazing to me this time of year, and if anybody wants to go back and listen to your podcast episode with me, they certainly can. But tell us a little bit about, I mean, you've been traveling all up and down the East Coast, you've been playing soccer, you're playing basketball. How do you find time to manage it all?
It's a struggle sometimes, but I think just knowing that soccer and basketball are both what I want to do and I don't want to choose one or the other, it's a lot of time management, a lot of doing homework in it, the airport, airplanes, but I think it's just the passion for it that keeps it going.
Tell us your timeline of you had, I think this was a week or two ago, you had a basketball game on Thursday, and then take us through that weekend.
So we had a basketball game Wednesday night. I went to school half day Thursday. We flew out Thursday evening. We played Friday at like 4, and then Saturday and Sunday. Sunday we flew out at 4 or 5, I think. Didn't get home till 2 a.m., and then we played Charlotte Valley on Monday.
So you were in, where did you fly to?
Tampa.
So you were in Tampa. You played roughly 6 soccer games over the weekend?
3. Only 3 this time.
Only 3 this time. I'm thinking of one of your other trips
yep.
where you played a ridiculous
yep.
amount. So you fly all the way down there. How does that take a toll on your body?
I only really feel it towards the end, and obviously, like, getting off the plane, my legs are, like, dead. But I think just recovery is one of the big things that I have to focus on, and we have a lot of cool things that now that we can ice and everything.
So a lot of people would say, well, if you know, soccer is maybe your thing, people would say. I certainly know that you love the game of basketball, but people would say, oh, why don't you just focus on that? What makes you put so much value on being a three-sport athlete here at Franklin?
I think one of the biggest things for me is that if I were to play soccer every day, year-round, I just wouldn't have the passion for it as if I go 2 times a week training and playing on the weekends. And I think that basketball and track both have a special place in my heart. And even though, like, yes, soccer is my favorite, I love basketball and track almost the same amount.
That's amazing. And I don't know if people know, like, you're known as the soccer player, right? But if we look at the top scorers page on my website, natelull.com, I mean, you're currently sitting 4th in the area and scoring at 18.3 points per game. I mean, the people ahead of you are Ava Sirigliano and McKenna Hoyt and Natalie Vrendenberg. I mean, how does that feel to you to be up there on that list with all those kind of basketball specialists?
I think when you did that, it was like, wow, because I didn't even think, like, I was even close to that. But I think, honestly, being with those three at the top is just, basketball's their thing. They are amazing at it. Like, props to them for that. And I think it was just like, oh, okay.
You're hanging in there.
Yep.
So I got an email today that said, Nate, I love the top scorers page. I think at the end of the year, you should give out a plaque to the top three of the top scorers. You think that would go over well?
I think it's a good idea.
Might be a little competition
for it.
I think it's already a competition, but that would certainly add to it. So now that I've put it out there, it might be something that I have to do. But all right, that's going to wrap up our halftime. Just wanted to chat with you for a few minutes. And if anybody wants to listen back to your podcast, you did an excellent job. And thanks for coming on here.
Of course.
All right, our halftime score, 38-21. Walton Downsville boys leading Unitego Franklin. We'll be back with the second half shortly here on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back as we start the third quarter here in Franklin. I'm Nate Lull. Skylar Thompson is back with us here. Here is Tyler Reed with a three. He might have gotten hit on the arm there. Ball comes up a little short, and then on the rebound we'll have a foul underneath. So let's set the scene. Starting the third quarter here, our score is the Walton Downsville boys leading Unitego Franklin 38-21. Sky, sorry we had to kick you out there for halftime.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about it. Yeah. Especially with who you brought on. You could have got better guests. When you said special guest, and then that's who, whatever. Yeah. But important to note, to start the half, that Stanton for Walton Downsville is not only not in the game, he is also not on the bench.
Yeah, they tried him for a short stint, and now he's missing.
Yeah, I don't see him in the bleachers where he was before. I don't know what happened or where he is, so just wanted to point that out.
We'll hope that he's okay after, we believe, an ankle roll in that first quarter. So our score right now is still 38-21. Unitego Franklin with the ball. They're in the whites with the green trim going right to left. We just had a jump ball near midcourt. Possession will stay with Unitego Franklin. Walton Downsville's in the gray uniforms tonight with the orange and the purple trim.
Well, I see him at the top of the stairs up there. It's hard to miss a 6'9" guy.
Yeah.
but he looks like he's walking back towards the locker room, so I don't know if his night is done or what's going on.
Xander Johnson with two tries from inside the paint could not get it to go. A rebound and back down the floor for Walton Downsville. Unitego Franklin has not been able to find the bottom of the bucket here tonight with some cold shooting. Here's Gardner with the jumper. That's too strong. And Unitego Franklin comes away with the rebound. Here's Reese James taking it to the rim, kind of like he does when he's a running back in the fall. He lowered the shoulder, went right in there, he absorbed the contact, and got fouled. He'll head to the line.
Yeah, we did a couple of his games this year and reminded me of a couple of those runs like you were talking about.
Yeah, it's fun to see, you know, we were talking with Shannon about being a three-sport athlete. Fun to see these guys in different sports throughout the year. There's Reese James. He's got 2 points now, hits that shot. Makes it 38-22. And the second shot for Reese is good. 3 points now. Makes it 38-23 with 6:45 to go in this third quarter. Walton Downsville with the ball in the backcourt. They'll float it forward, finding Tyler Reed for three. Bang! Another one for Reed. He's got 18 on 6 3-pointers.
And if you're Coach Woods, I mean, his facial expression right now says it all. I mean, he made 5 in the first half. You can't leave him.
Yeah, he just found some space there. Those shooters, sneaky how they find their space. A three here for Unitego Franklin is too strong. And back down the floor for Walton Downsville. Scooping it into the corner. This time they'll take it away from him. Reese James says no more of that. And we'll bring it back down the floor. Unitego Franklin going right to left. Chase Burtzel with the ball.
I remember when I was playing in high school for Coach Mackey, you would hear, don't leave him. And it was serious, though, and you didn't have an option of not. And right now I'm thinking Coach Woods is thinking the same thing.
UF with another miss, and Walton Downsville with a rebound with 5:50 to go here in the third. Here is Reed. Dribble drive back out. Gardner wants a three of his own. It died on the front of the rim, just a little too short. Rebound for Unitego Franklin. They're trying to make a run, but they throw it away. And so it's Walton Downsville boys leading 41-23 here over Unitego Franklin, live at FCS tonight with 5.5 to go in the third quarter.
And it seems like every time Unitego starts to do something, Reed, or especially Reed, but it seems like someone for Walton Downsville makes a three to push it back up.
Reed in trouble here as he tried to dribble into the teeth of the defense. Ball's knocked out, and we'll go to Unitico Franklin as it rolled over the line. So again, 5:23 to go here in the third. It's 41-23. As we have Tyler Reed, 18 points to lead Walton Downsville on 6 3-pointers. And Seth Hunter and London Gardner both with 6 points for Walton Downsville. And Xander Johnson has 7 to lead Unitico Franklin on the other side. Coach Gardepi again bringing in a variety of players off the bench, which has been nice for him to have that depth.
Yeah, I think right now number 44 got hit his third foul right there, and he's been the backup for Stanton. So got to be careful there. Right now up by 18, smart move taking him out.
Yeah, Everett West picked up that foul for Walton Downsville. Coming up on 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Pass down low here for Walton Downsville. The shot from Max Dutcher is a miss. And streaking back down the floor here is Xander Johnson. Tries to take it right to the rim. It was a little short. And then on the rebound, we got a jump ball. Arrow will give it back to Walton Downsville. That's the kind of night it has been. As Xander Johnson, again, nice dribble drive through the teeth of the defense. Just could not get the ball to go in. Here is Reed. Kicks one back out. They'll reverse it to the left side. Again, Walton Downsville going left to right now. Here is Gardner. Takes it back out, directing traffic. Gardner to the left side. Finds a wide open Soto for three. Oh, it rimmed out. Rebound underneath by Seth Hunter. Goes back to Soto, and we got a foul on Unitico Franklin. That would have been the third for three for Anthony Soto, but it rimmed out. Coming up on midway through this third quarter, I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson tonight. Calling a game in the gym he used to coach in for the last couple of years. And now, of course, this Franklin team is combined with Unitego just over the hill. Unitego Franklin trying to settle in on defense. We're going to have a foul underneath with 4:15 to go here in this third quarter. A foul will be on Max Dutcher, who was getting a little pushy underneath the hoop there.
Yeah, Jim, I coached him for 4 years, and, you know, you look up at we mentioned Matt Cerro, who's second all-time in Franklin boys scoring history. If he didn't have that COVID year in there, yeah, I think he only finished about 60 points off the record. And for him, that's about only 2.5 games worth of points.
Yeah, it looks like he finished with 1,223. As here is the jumper in the corner there for Max Dutcher, and he hits a three. And a timeout's going to be taken by Unitego Franklin. We'll get that math for you on Matt Cerro. But in the meantime, it's Walton Downsville 44, Unitego Franklin 23. 3:45 to go in the third. We'll be back on CDO.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887. That's 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Sky and I are doing some quick math and also trying to squint at a banner that's on the other side of the gym, but we think Matt Cerro was probably a game or two away, maybe roughly 20 to 40 points behind the all-time record here for boys at Franklin. And you got to mix in that he didn't have much in the COVID season. He didn't have a full season. Here is Reese James down low. Pull-up jumper for Reese is no good, but he gets his own rebound here. Walton Downsville boys leading 44-23 over Unitego Franklin live at FCS tonight. And now a steal right back by Unitego Franklin. Coach Gardepi didn't like that pass. UF down the right side. They go to Xander Johnson, steps through and scores. And Xander's up to 9 points, took the team high. 44-25, still a lot of basketball left to be played here, but UF's going to have to make a run sooner than later. Pass to the interior, Seth Hunter trying to find Soto. It's knocked away, and UF comes out of the fray with the basketball, but it's going to be a traveling violation. Boy, that's a tough one on Unitico Franklin. Tyler Zakow had that ball, and in an effort to try to keep it, ended up shuffling his feet.
It always, as I said, it seems like every time, like that time, they get a stop and they get the ball back, but then you have a travel right after. And every little time that something happens good for Unitico, it seems like Walton has a response.
Walton Downsville now leading 44-25. They go to Soto, back out Gardner. Right side three, splash for London Gardner, and he has 9 points. Makes it 47-25 with 2:40 to go in the third. What a nice shooting here for Walton Downsville. A three in and out from the right corner here for Chase Burtzel. And Walton Downsville will slow it down in transition. No, they won't. They're going to jack another one up here with Dutcher. Hit the rim twice, wouldn't go. Soto a rebound. Kicks it out. Guess who? Reed, three, yes!
Oh, my goodness.
21 for Tyler Reed on 7 threes.
My goodness.
He rattled that one home. Hit every bit of the rim. Makes it 50-25.
It's one of those nights where everything's going down.
Here's a short two here for Xander Johnson. In and out. Gardner down the floor. Boy, we have had, I meant to tally this up, over the last couple of nights between boys and girls, there have been so many. I know you like to read all the reports. 5 threes, 6 threes, 7 threes. I mean, Devin Hartwell from GMU had 10 threes the other night.
I saw that one, yeah.
Here is Braden Johnson taking it to the rim, and he's fouled with 1:50 to go here in the third, and Unitico Franklin trailing 50-25. He scored 48 points and hit 10 threes, both school records for GMU.
It's unfortunately the coaching part of me that can't leave. I like to know, how is this guy scoring? You know, is he a three-point shooter mostly? If so, then we're going to close out harder, not give that up. We'll give up the drive. If it's mostly going to the rim, you know, we'll play off a little bit, try to stop that. I can't stop with that stuff. I wish I could turn it off, but I can't.
I feel like it's probably always going to be with you, right?
Yeah. Well, it's what I've known since fourth grade when I started being the water boy.
Yeah.
I started being the water boy for the Oneonta varsity team at that point, and that's just what it was. That's all I heard and was around.
Braden Johnson missed the first shot, missed the second shot. That's the type of night it's been for Unitico Franklin. They do get their own rebound. They go to Zach out, left side for three, left it short, and a rebound here for Walton Downsville. 7 threes so far for Tyler Reed. Into the corner, finds Gardner. Three of his own, rattles in and out. And Frainer tries to put it back up, but it was blocked there by Braden Johnson. Outlet pass. Ahead now for Reese James, muscling his way inside. It's blocked. Pinballing around. Finally, Walton Downsville will come away. Here's Gardner into the right corner. Has his pocket picked by Xander Johnson, and then a reach-in foul. And Xander doesn't get his breakaway layup because he was fouled at midcourt. With 1:15 to go here in the third, it's 50-25.
And Gardner saw Reed trailing the play and was going to flip it back to him there, but Xander made a nice play there to not allow that to happen.
So this will send Xander Johnson to the line. He's got 9 points on the night. That's a team high so far for Unitico Franklin. So Xander settles in at the line and cannot get the first one to go. They might not want to play another game here at FCS. I say that jokingly because this has been fun to see a game here on the boys' side this year. But it's just been a cold shooting night here as Xander Johnson now with 10 points as he goes 1 out of 2. Makes it 50-26 with 1:10 to go here in this third quarter. Pass to the interior is taken away. Here's Xander Johnson again in transition. Wants to go all the way to the rim. Dishes one off, though, for Reese James. Well done. James now with 5. 50-28. We're under a minute to go in the third.
I have been very impressed by this Walton Downsville team. I have not seen them play yet this year, but they've been very impressive tonight so far.
Gardner shovels one to the interior. Taken away by Unitico Franklin. Johnson with a long pass ahead for Reese James. He gets stuck kind of underneath the glass. Underneath the basket, I should say, and then it rolled out. Looks like it'll stay with Unitico Franklin, last touched by WD.
And I love Coach Gardepi. He's up by 22, but he's not happy about it right now.
Unitico Franklin passing it in. They go to Braden Johnson, a little up and under, and it will not go down. Boy, Braden tonight again, and I've seen this a couple times this year, works very hard. Just the iron has been unkind to him. The basketball gods, not on his side. Reed, now to Gardner, back to Reed. Oh, I thought he was going to pull the trigger there. Instead goes back to Gardner. They go down low for Frainer. Working one back out into the corner. Shot won't go down. And a rebound. Boy, bodies flying everywhere there. We'll have a whistle and a foul, I believe, with 9 seconds left. Who's this going to be on?
I don't know.
We'll be on Walton Downsville. And so at the moment, scoreboard, okay, they've updated the scoreboard now. 50-28 is our score. Walton Downsville on top of Unitego Franklin will send Braden Johnson to the line. Foul was on London Gardner, his first. And Braden cannot get the first shot at the line to go. Second one coming. Again, just about 10 seconds left here in this third quarter. And Braden gets the... Braden gets the second one to go. 6 seconds left now. Try to pass into the corner. Taken away here by Xander Johnson. Johnson at midcourt. Tosses it up and misses the runner at the buzzer. Three quarters in the books, and our score 50-29. Walton Downsville on top of Unitego Franklin. Mac Boys Hoops tonight. We'll be back with the fourth quarter on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and softwoods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. The Walton Downsville boys hit the fourth quarter here with a 50-29 edge over Unitego Franklin. It's been raining threes here for Walton Downsville, I should say, against Unitego Franklin. Nate Lull and Skylar Thompson with you on WCDO. We'll take you the rest of the way here on the fourth quarter on a chilly night from Franklin Central School. Three for Xander Johnson from straightaway. No. Second chance, also off the rim on the inside. There, that was Xander Hilton on the rebound. Couldn't get that shot to go.
Oof, I think it's when the people walk out that door
Yes.
and we get that draft coming down here, and it is cold.
We have changed a little bit just tonight where we're sitting for our broadcast booth. Normally we're at, as here's Xander Johnson muscling it inside, and he scores. He's got 12. Makes it 50-31. We're usually near midcourt. We decided to go in one of the corners here tonight, and we're at the end of a hallway, and at the other end of that hallway, steal now by Xander Johnson, is the door to outside, and every time that thing opens, boy, you get a rush of that cold breeze. Almost went and got my jacket at halftime. It's been cold the last few days. Looks like it's going to be cold all weekend, too. And we're going to have a timeout taken here with 7:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. 50-31, our score. Walton Downsville boys on top of Unitego Franklin on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Your New York
York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Started the fourth quarter here. Well, I shouldn't say that. Still early in the fourth quarter. We had a timeout. And Walton Downs are leading 50-31. A three for Reed in the corner. He wants another one. This one buckles on the side of the rim and back down the floor. Ahead now. A great pass. Shoveling it is Xander Johnson. Ahead for Reese James, and he puts it up and in. Reese James now with 7 points. Xander doing everything he can to help out this UF club here. 50-33, our score. Walton Downsville boys have been in control since early in that first quarter. Here is Seth Hunter on the baseline. Dribbled that out of bounds as he met Braden Johnson on the right low block. With 6.5 to go here in this fourth quarter. 50-33, our score. Xander Johnson. Bounce pass to the high post. Johnson gets it back. Pump fakes on a three. Now steps in. Tries to float it up top. Still working, and he scores. That was a great effort there by Xander Johnson. And don't look now, but Unitego Franklin has cut this to 15. I think what you said earlier still applies, Sky. If they could get it to 10, they certainly could have a chance. Tyler Reed misses that misses another three there on the left side. Unitego Franklin with the ball. 5:55 to go here in this fourth quarter. They go to Braden Johnson. Muscling his way down low. Johnson off the glass and good. Braden Johnson now with 6 points. And it's 50-37. What do you think, Scott? Does Unitego Franklin have life here?
Oh, they do. They're playing. Oh, not when you do that.
There's a foul by Braden Johnson. And I don't know if he didn't hear the whistle. He went all the way down the floor and scored on the layup. Oh, boy. Johnson threw that ball from the other end of the court and was coming right towards us.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm just happy it didn't hit the official in the head.
It looked like it was going to maybe hit the official. It looked like maybe it was going to come to us.
You know, Shannon's right next to us, but she doesn't play any sports like, well, basketball, never mind. She has to catch a ball there. I was going to say soccer with the feet. I wouldn't trust her to have to catch the ball and save us. But
if you know Braden, he is probably one of the best baseball pitchers in the area. I don't think he knows how much fuel he's got in that arm.
Just naturally.
Yeah.
You know, like that's what that was. It wasn't like I'm mad. It's just there's speed behind it.
A steal now by Braden. Ahead for Reese James. He lays it in. Reese James has got 9, and Unitego Franklin is only down by 11 right now with 5:15 to go here in the fourth quarter. We got a game here, folks. Don't turn that dial. Walt Downsville with the basketball as they go left to right. They need a bucket here. To me, they look a little panicked. Gardner goes to the high post. They go down low for Seth Hunter, and he scores. Hunter now with 8 points. Big bucket there. Makes it 52-39.
Unitego Franklin has started pressing Walton a little bit. It seems like Walton hasn't been able to deal with that too well, but a big bucket there from Seth.
Here is Braden Johnson in the right corner. Fires one across for Reese James. James back to Braden Johnson. The pass was too tall. It went through his hand. Ahead for Seth Hunter. For Gardner. Off the glass and good. And 4 straight points for Walton Downsville. Gardner is now in double figures with 11. Spartans have it back. Trailing 54-39. About 4.5 to go here. 3 ball. Right side is good for Tyler Zakow. And they won't go quietly. It's 54-42 with 4:15 to go. Here is Tyler Reed. He's got 7 three-pointers for 21 points tonight. Walton Downsville, boy, looked like maybe they traveled there. No call. Into the corner for Hunter. Now back straight away for Gardner. Back into the right corner here for Hunter. And he drills a three. Steph Hunter now with 11.
Every time they do, like Unitego makes a little run, Walton Downsville always has an answer.
Bertzel into the corner now back. Xander Johnson, 3 of his own. It's short. And a rebound for Walton Downsville. Boy, that would have been big. And now a foul by Unitego Franklin with 3:40 to go here in this fourth quarter. And our score is Walton Downsville 57, Unitego Franklin 42. Valiant effort here by UF to try to get back into this.
And they will not go away. They're coming. And, you know, you got to. You're showing you can make the run. This game still, even though it's 15, there's 3:43. And if you make a couple threes like we've seen have gone down tonight, anything can happen.
Anything can happen. Here at Franklin Central School tonight. Here is Tyler Reed. He's got those 7 threes. He wants another, but Unitego Franklin has kind of clamped it down a little bit here in the second half. trying to limit the real estate that he has to work with. Frainer tries to pass to the interior, taken away here by Xander Johnson, shovels one ahead while falling down, finds Reese James in the left corner. James, a dribble drive, lowers his shoulder, and we got a charge on Reese James. A little too physical on that play. Frustration for Unitego Franklin.
He's not happy about it, but it is the right call. He did lower the shoulder, and that's the football move. I like it, but unfortunately on the basketball court, it can't happen.
Yeah, it was just probably a little too much, especially with the official right there in front of him. And so back down the floor here for Walton Downsville. 3:05 to go here in the fourth. It's 57-42.
And that's a bad foul there because that's going to put them on the line. That was another foul on Reese James in the backcourt, his fourth. But as I said, that's going to be their fifth foul of the quarter, and that's going to put them on the line.
So this will put Seth Hunter to the line here with 3:06 to go in the fourth. And a 57-42 score. 3:06 to go here. Seth Hunter just off the mark. Second shot coming for him. And bringing in will be Kelton Ryan for Unitego Franklin. He had 6 points in the first half. Second shot for Hunter, no good. Braden Johnson with a rebound. And Johnson looking to bring it forward now. Xander Johnson on the right side. Going back to Braden. 3-point line extended. Wants to drive his way down low and muscles it up and in. Braden Johnson now with 8 points. Makes it 57-44 with 2:45 to go here in this fourth quarter. Colby Frainer in the corner. Xander Johnson all over him, and it's tipped out of bounds with 2:39 left. Walton Downs will be doing the inbounding.
Look at the design on Frainer's shoes.
Yeah, those are pretty fancy.
Wow.
Pass down low here for Walton Downsville. They find Gardner. And a little floater along the baseline won't go. Rebound here for Braden Johnson. Johnson trying to dribble out of trouble here. And trying to get away from Gardner. And we'll have a foul on Gardner, who is riding him all the way down the floor. Let's step away for 30 seconds with our score. Walton Downsville leading 57-44 here on WCDO.
Hey, love the car.
Nice, huh? Got it a couple of weeks ago at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Man, a lot of people around here get their cars and trucks from Butler Auto Sales.
Well, they have around 150 vehicles on two lots, so it's hard not to find what you want. I just go to their website, butlerautosales.com. Every vehicle on the lot, including the new arrivals, are right there. And when my brother ran into financial trouble, they went above and beyond to get him financed.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back. A little extended timeout here with 2:17 to go here, fourth quarter. Walton Downsville boys looking like they're about to wrap up a victory here on the road over Unitego Franklin at FCS tonight. They currently lead 57-44. A big thank you, as always, to everyone listening on WCDOsports.com, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. And don't forget the game audio archive. We have that pretty much up to date. I got to put last night's game on there and now tonight's. You can go back. It's a free download anytime, courtesy of SFCU, our game audio archive on WCDOsports.com. So, Sky, an impressive performance here tonight for Walton Downsville. Raining threes is going to give them some confidence going forward, I would say.
Absolutely. When you have that in your arsenal, and as many as they have made tonight, I mean, it's just, and when you do it early on in the game, too, it makes it tough because unless the other team's matching them 3-for-3, you're most likely going to be down, and that's what happened early to Unitego Franklin. They've made a nice run here in the fourth quarter, but, you know, when you make 7 threes and a half like Walton Downsville did in the first half, makes it tough.
Landon Stanton is back on the bench here. He's in street clothes. He's got a big bag of ice on that left ankle. So we see what happened to him there. Must be they went off, allowed him to get changed, get some ice on that, get it wrapped up. We'll hope that he's okay long term. 2 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter. A three for Reed on the far side will not go down. He's gone cold here in this fourth quarter. Pass ahead now for Chase Bertzel. Running two won't go. Xander Johnson, turnaround shot for him is good. And Xander's got 16, so he's going to get right around his average here tonight, and he's still got a little bit of time left. Came in averaging, what, 17.3? Walton Downsville back the other way. A foul as going up for the bucket there was Nolan Barnhart. and he'll head to the line. Could not connect on the layup.
And, you know, even though Reed has been on fire today, that last three, if I'm Coach Gardepi, I want to take a little bit more time off this clock right now. We still got a minute 40, and now it's only an 11-point game.
Yeah, very true. Back to an 11-point game. Kudos to Unitego Franco. They have just fought and fought here in the second half, but really just dug themselves quite a hole in that first half. And the foul shot is off the marker for Nolan Barnhart. We've seen crazier things happen, so you never know if UF could hit a couple of buckets, get a couple steals down the stretch.
You saw a crazy game last night.
I did. The game we did last night, 0-for-2 at the line now for Walton Downsville. And now we'll have another foul on the rebound. But, I mean, our game last night went right down to the buzzer. Layup at the buzzer for the win. Green girls over Unitego. Foul was on Walton Downsville. Underneath the hoop on Colby Frainer, his third. And here's our team foul situation. 3 for Walton Downsville, 5 now for Unitego Franklin. And so let's see. This is a big possession here for the Spartans, wouldn't you say, Scott?
Yeah, you can get it within 9 or possibly even 8. That's huge right now.
Unitego Franklin with the ball. Again, going right to left, trailing 57-46. Spartans with the ball, and they threw it away. They tried to pass one into the low block, and nobody was home, and it rolled out of bounds.
And, you know, with as hot of shooting as Walton Downsville has had this game, the free throw line, surprisingly, has not been their friend.
Walton Downsville with the basketball now, trying to chew a little clock as we come up on a minute 15 left. And now an intentional foul here on Unitego Franklin. Trying to stop that clock. Again, we'll have our post-game show coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game here. And we'll wrap everything up for the night. But again, 1:13 left here in this fourth quarter. And this will send Tyler Reed to the line, who has 21 points, but it's been all from beyond the arc. He has 7 three-pointers. So Reed settles in and hits the first shot. He has 22, and that might be the icing on the cake right there on this trip to the line. Downsville product, good young shooter, goes 2-for-2 at the line.
You know grade?
I believe ninth grade.
Wow.
Ninth or 10th. He's a young player. I can't remember off the top of my head. But yes, bright future ahead for him. Straight away three here for Reese James. That is no good. And a rebound back up the floor here. And a foul by Xander Johnson. Yes, I misplaced my sheet that had everyone's grade on it. So that's broadcasting 101. So my mistake there. But 57 seconds to go here. Timeout taken by Unitego Franklin. They trail 59-46. And we'll be right back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. 57 seconds to go here at Franklin Central School. And it's the Walton Downsville boys leading Unitego Franklin 59-46. Who would have thought even just a couple of years ago I'd be doing a MAC basketball game between two combined schools here at FCS? It's just we've seen a lot of changes over the last few years. That doesn't bother me. Great to see everybody still getting a chance to play. First shot for Gardner was no good at the line here for WD. Just not something I expected, even maybe 3-4 years ago. Second shot now is short, and a rebound here for Unitego Franklin. So still trailing 59-46. Xander Johnson, a three, right side too strong. A little bit too much hot sauce on that rebound for Walton Downsville. 45 seconds left. They rip it ahead here for Gardner. And Gardner back up to Seth Hunter, and he's fouled with 38 seconds left.
Yeah, I would say 3-4 years ago, I would think the same thing as you.
I mean, when I think back to when I first started the job here 10 years ago, I mean, these were four different teams. Now,
yeah.
You know, it's just showing how the mergers are happening more and more. Here's Seth Hunter at the line. First shot, no good. It's kind of making some of our leagues a little bit smaller. Seeing Walton Downsville playing in the MAC in certain sports combined, playing in the Delaware League for something like soccer. So it's different from season to season. Hunter goes 0 for 2, rebounds Xander Johnson. Unitego Franklin going to try to take it all the way down to the wire here. They go inside for Braden Johnson. Braden will put one up and cannot get the shot to go, but he is fouled. Mixing it up on the interior, Braden's going to go to the line. With 27 seconds left. So Braden will step in. He's on 8 points for the night. Xander Johnson with 16, Reese James with 9, Braden Johnson with 8 for Unitego Franklin. 23 for Tyler Reed on the other side. Braden gets the first to go. He's got 9. 11 for London Gardner and 11 for Seth Hunter for Walton Downsville. And Braden goes 2 out of 2. He's got 10 points.
I think that's right around his average.
Yes, he's kind of teetering as here's a foul on Chase Bertzel with 26 seconds left. And, boy, they're going to call this intentional. Yeah, he's teetering right around that 9, 10, 11 points per game. And so this will send London Gardner to the line. And Chase Bertzel gets the intentional foul there. That's too bad. I don't think he meant any ill will there. Gardner's first shot is good. Gardner's got 12. He's also on our top scorers page, somewhere in that 12, 13-point range. I'd have to look. Gardner cannot get the second to go.
Sorry, I don't have them all memorized. I tried to be prepared for this one, but it was more towards the beginning of the game I had those numbers, like the 17.3 and just different things, but my bad on that one.
Well, if you're listening at home and you want to know, you can always go to natelull.com, click on the top scorers tab. It's Walton Downsville dribbling this one out of bounds there. They got the ball after those foul shots and quickly gave it away. 24 seconds left. Yeah, just click on top scores. We have the area top scores for boys and girls. And there's Xander Johnson with a bank three. So he's got 19 now. Makes it 60-51. And a foul as Tyler Reed gets fouled as they got it in. So, I mean, the final score, if you're just kind of browsing scores later, is not going to look how this game was for a long stretch. It's going to look like maybe it was pretty close.
Yeah.
Great effort by Walton Downsville to get back into this game. And so this will send Tyler Reed to the line. 23 for him, make it 24.
He's got interesting color shoes, too.
Yeah, he's kind of going with that orange theme, but boy, when we look at the foul line right now, we got neon green and gold and orange, and he goes 2 for 2. A lot of different funky colors out there. 25 for Tyler Reed. 10 seconds left. It's 62-51. Xander Johnson, another three. This one's off the mark. Rebound Seth Hunter, and that should do it. Walton Downsville will dribble out the clock. They are going to win this game 62-51 on the road here at Franklin. Our post-game show is coming up here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports
next season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back one last time inside the gym here at FCS as the Walton Downsville boys pick up a MAC League victory over Unitico Franklin 62-51. And let's go through the scoring summary here before we give out our three awards tonight. Tyler Reed, 7 3-pointers, 25 points at the game high tonight for Walton Downsville. He was tremendous. 12 points for London Gardner, 11 for Seth Hunter, 6 for Anthony Soto, 3 for Max Dutcher, 1 for Colby Frainer. On the other side for Unitico Franklin, a team high 19 for Xander Johnson, 10 for Braden Johnson, 9 for Reese James, 6 for Kelton Ryan, 3 for Tyler Zackow, and 3 for Chase Burtzel tonight here for Unitico Franklin. So, Scott, should we get into our three awards? What do you think?
We should. That door's been open, and we're feeling the breeze.
Well, you know, sometimes us broadcasters, they call us tough for a reason, right? So, I mean, we'll survive.
I don't know if I have ever heard that description.
All right, first up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports here on WCDO. I think it's easy tonight. Tyler Reed, 25 points. Those 7 threes, he was just tremendous tonight.
And I believe 5 of them in the first half. What a way to start the game. So, that, as you said, that was an easy choice.
Yeah, he was very, very good tonight and an easy choice for the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, of course, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local high school basketball teams here on WCDO. I'd like to go with a Unitego Franklin athlete here. I'm torn between the Johnson brothers because I thought both played very well tonight. I think I will go with Braden. I thought down the stretch he just gave it everything he had, and not that Xander didn't, but they could have easily folded up when they were down 15, 18 points somewhere in there, 20 at a certain point. But I thought Braden really brought some energy and allowed that spark to get it back down in that 10 range, and we'll give him our Dynamic Defense Award tonight.
Yeah, and he did a lot of things for them, and some of them will show up in the stat sheet, like the rebounds, but it was the hustle, like you mentioned, and just those plays, and I agree, he was huge tonight for them, even though they didn't get the win. It just felt like, as you said, that energy that he brought definitely was a catalyst for bringing them back into the game.
Lastly tonight, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports here on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. I would like to go with London Gardner tonight. 12 points. We talked about his ball handling, distributing the basketball, how shifty he was. Just thought he kind of really got them into the flow of their offense.
Yeah, early on got some steals for him, created some easy offense and transition, distributing the ball, getting guys the ball where they wanted it to be able to score. All-purpose, there you go. That's that description.
Yeah, that was perfect. So we will give that to London Gardner tonight. All right, Sky, we will see you on Saturday. We will be in Lawrence for the Coaches versus Cancer doubleheader. First game is the girls' game at 3:45, followed by the boys' game at 5:30. Always a good event. If you can get over there, they have a bunch of stuff to give away in their raffles. They're having a Zumba-thon, and they have some stuff from the Baseball Hall of Fame. They have a picture that was hanging in the Hall of Fame of Satchel Paige.
Whoa.
And also, I cannot remember who else. They have two nice photos there, pictures that they will be raffling off. So
wow.
Come over for your chance to win those.
Yeah, and who's playing again?
So the girls' game will be Worcester against Lawrence Milford, that game at 3:45, and then Worcester boys against Milford at 5:30. And I'm very excited to see the Milford boys. They came up with a big win last night over Morris. Tri-Valley League boys really heating up right now.
I think both of those games, we should see two pretty good games over there.
Yes, I think we will too. I know Worcester has some injuries right now, and Milford's kind of bouncing back. They're kind of getting healthy again. I feel like Worcester is kind of getting into the injury bug right now, but
yep.
We'll see. And hopefully Saturday will be good. I think the girls' game also has a chance to be very, very good, as Lawrence Milford very balanced. Worcester also just with a lot of firepower. Haley Shaler just scored 1,000 points last week for Worcester, so a lot to watch out for in the girls' game as well. So, Sky, thanks again.
Great to be back here,
yes.
Literally.
Skylar Thompson Court here at FCS.
So. Do not say that. No.
No, good to have you back here again. And a big thank you to Jim Tomeo, also to Craig Stevens, for helping out back at the WCDO studios on Main Street in Sydney. We'll see you Saturday. Have a great Friday night. Check out everything on NateLull.com. Also follow me on Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it these days. We should have a big post going up tomorrow night, maybe another player joining the 1,000-point club. So check that out tomorrow night. So, again, our final score here, Walton Downsville boys defeating Unitego Franklin 62-51 for a MAC victory in a special game tonight at FCS. For Skylar Thompson, I'm Nate Lull. We'll talk to you soon on WCDO Sports.
Your news and information leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Oh, not another tape. Always like that, I'm your dream come true, when it's on a platter for you. Then you pull back, when I try to make plans, more than 2 hours.